Welcome to the Center for Early Literacy Learning's Toddler Practice Guide, The Magic of Flyers and Magazines. Before children learn to read, they must learn that printed letters and words stand for spoken words. Allowing your toddler to explore magazines, newspapers, and flyers while you point out and say different words helps him to realize that print is connected to meaning. This is important because your child needs to learn the purpose of symbols and print before he can learn to read letters and words. This is what the practice looks like. Whenever you and your child talk about pictures or print from magazines, grocery flyers, newspapers, and brochures, you are showing him the link between print and its meaning. Help your child cut or tear pictures or words and make simple stories or shopping lists. This is one of the many activities that can help you talk about what printed words and pictures mean. Doing the practice. Look for everyday opportunities for your toddler to learn about print. Start by finding out what your child finds interesting. Is it the bright colors that match his eye or the glossy finish of the paper? Use printed materials in many ways. For example, help your toddler find pictures of his favorite food. Cut the pictures out and help him paste or tape them on a piece of paper to make play menus or shopping lists. Have your toddler sit with you at the computer. As you browse children's websites, notice what your child is interested in. Build on her interest by reading the screen while pointing to the words. Remember to smile and comment on your toddler's efforts. She is more likely to stay involved with a little praise from you. Here's an example of fun with magazines and flyers. Every week, Tanya and her grandma make a grocery list with pictures cut out of newspaper ads and go to the store together. As Tanya's grandma wheels the cart through the store, she asks Tanya to look for the items on the list. Tanya points to the carrots. "Carrots," she says. "Yes," agrees her grandmother. Pointing to the words, she continues, "And here is the word carrot, just like on our list." Grandma knows Tanya enjoys the activity because Tanya often points to something and asks, "What's that?" How did Tanya's grandmother know the practice was working? She asked herself these questions. Did Tanya want to look at newspaper ads so she could help make the grocery list? Did she seem pleased when she connected the word carrot with the real object? Did she ask about signs and labels as they went through the grocery store? If Tanya's grandmother answered yes to any of these questions, she knew she was successful in providing Tanya with a literacy-rich experience. We hope you enjoyed The Magic of Flyers and Magazines. To find out more about this and many other cell practice guides available, visit www.earlyliteracylearning.org.